The Veterans Affairs Department says it's having some second thoughts about its proposal to change how it pays and disciplines some of its senior executive service members. Criticism from the SES community is growing louder. Both the House and Senate will mark up personnel proposals later this week. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me to tell us what changes are on the table and how the SESers are reacting. And I guess, Nicole, are they marching this right back to where it came from into a bottle?
Not quite. It's still a little unclear as to how all of this is going to go, but the original proposal would essentially reclassify about 300 to 400 SESers under Title 38. And this would change how the secretary appoints, pays, appraises, and disciplines its senior executives. And it would apply to members of the Veterans Health Administration, the Veterans Benefits Administration, and the National Cemetery Administration. But we heard VA Secretary Bob McDonald express a couple of doubts about the original proposal. Here he is at a Senate appropriations hearing on the VA's budget.
The idea of moving our senior executive service staff to Title 38 was to help us recruit because we'd have direct hiring authority, was to help us pay more competitively. Most of our medical center directors make less than 50% of what they could get in the private sector because they are SES employees. It would also have the appeal authority for disciplinary actions within the department. So I would be the appellate authority rather than the MSPB. In working with within the executive branch, we've come to the point of view that that is appropriate for medical center, for medical people in Veterans Health Administration, but there is some pause whether or not we should apply that to people in the Benefits Administration.
Would it make a difference in accountability?
We're coming up with a proposal, which was shared with you on Tuesday, that would make a difference in accountability. Yes, sir.
So that's Bob McDonald speaking about his possible pause on this. What are some of the other alternatives out there, if anything, for the SES?
We're actually hearing about an alternative piece of legislation in the House. It would change pay and recruitment for directors at VA medical centers and Veterans Integrated Service Networks. We have a copy of the bill, and there's a lot actually in here. So it does include pay and performance evaluations for medical directors, but there's also some provisions in there designed to help the VA attract and hire more doctors and nurses, pieces about a VA study on succession planning, which is something they've struggled with, and there's also an option to create an executive fellowship program, which I've never seen that provision out there before.
So it sounds like there are a lot of flexibilities and things that the VA can do for the Title 38 people under Title 38 and for the Title 5 people under Title 5, such that they don't have to take 400 people in Title 5, the only ones in the government that are under Title 5 to be moved to Title 38.
Right. And I should say that the House draft legislation that I looked through, it doesn't have very many provisions in there, really very few at all. There's no mention of the MSPB. There's no mention of really discipline procedures. There's one point in there about pay, changing the pay. So if the Veterans Affairs Secretary wanted to give a medical center director less pay, that person doesn't have the right to appeal. That part was in the provision. But other than that, there was very few on accountability and the discipline that we've been hearing a lot about lately.
All right. So how do the SES members themselves feel about this?
So there's a lot of criticism out there. The Senior Executives Association surveyed current and former SESers in the VA, and they got 236 responses. Based on the preliminary findings, they used words and phrases like demoralizing. They felt betrayed. One person said it's the lowest morale I've seen in years at the VA. And the findings say that 64% say they don't support the move to Title 38, even if they might have the opportunity to make more money. 69% say they didn't believe the VA's proposal would help the department better deliver its services to veterans. And 59% say they didn't think the proposal would help the department attract and recruit qualified people. And that's really one of the VA's biggest challenges right now. Secretary McDonald says his interest in reclassifying some members of the SES under Title 38 predates those three recent decisions from the Merit Systems Protection Board to overturn punishments for some of its executives. He says that the driving force behind this is really the recruitment piece, not those MSPB decisions. But SEA President or Interim President Jason Briefel doesn't agree. He says this is only and all about accountability. He argues the VA isn't interested in getting feedback from the SES community because McDonald actually wrote to VA executives a week after he first floated this idea back in February during a House hearing.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. Do you think that, well, first of all, 64% of the SESers say they don't support the move to Title 38. I'm thinking 36% don't know what Title 38 is.
Maybe. And it is kind of obscure, the differences between the two and what appeal rights you would lose, as well as some of the pay provisions in there.
And also you would not be able to appeal to the Merit Systems Protection Board. That's a Title V thing.
Right.
It was created as part of Title V. And you would have, I mean, it's for doctors. So there's boards of professional or three peers and this kind of thing that judge you if something is wrong. But otherwise, it's, you know, one strike and you could be out.
Right. And one of the VA's arguments was that the secretary needed more oversight as to evaluate how those senior executives were performing. And I've heard from different people in the community, the secretary already has that authority. The secretary already plays a role in the performance piece for those executives.
And it's interesting also, I think, that it is not primarily money that seems to motivate people either to stay in VA as, say, heads of medical centers. And those are big jobs. Those are big operations. And they make a third. I mean, McDonald said maybe half. I think it's more like a third or a quarter of what their counterparts in the nonprofit or profit hospital sectors make. Nonprofit, that's a funny word because they pay them very well. So money, even if he raised it by $50,000 under Title 38, doesn't seem to be a big factor for the SESers.
Right. And actually, the SEA, in their preliminary findings, they pointed a few quotes from different people they heard in their survey responses. And one of them actually said, pay isn't the problem. It's the culture. It's, these proposals themselves that are really making us feel like we don't belong and you don't want us here and you don't value our contributions to the agency.
And did it come up at all in the hearing, in that being rebuffed by the Merit Systems Protection Board, not the board, but the judges that are under the Choice Act are the only ones that can hear these VASES cases anymore? Did it come up that maybe the problem wasn't that nobody thought that the people involved whose cases were overturned shouldn't be punished, but that VA was just really sloppy in the way its managers above these people, the executives, really applied the authorities they had?
It didn't, but there are two hearings. There are two hearings this week, actually, that are actually going to address specifically the VA proposal and then also this House proposal. And I think some of those issues that you're talking about will come up there.
So these will be amendments to the Choice Act or whole new bills regarding VA?
It's pretty unclear at this point. The Senate is planning on debating the Title 38 specifically, and I believe VA's proposal to add different people under Title 38. The House has a completely different bill, which we talked about a little bit, that, again, specifically applies to medical center directors and the people in that field.
And as far as favoring moving people from Title 5 to Title 38, does the approval in the Congress break down on party lines around that one? Can you tell?
I think it's unclear at this point because there are so many unknowns and there are so many different options out there right now. So I think that's something that we'll have to see.
Summing this all up, Nicole, what do you think is the VA's major focus on this? Because it sounds like they were bouncing around a lot of topics.
It really seems like recruitment is the main point that they're really trying to hammer home on all of this. They have a bunch of different figures out there about that really describe the different challenges that they have. Just to name a few, 30% of VA's executive jobs are unfilled right now, 22% of VHA medical center directors and 23% of the agency's network directors retired or resigned just last year. They had to reannounce 37 executive positions in 2015 because they didn't get qualified candidates in the first round. So it really seems to be this recruitment piece. They say that, you know, more competitive salaries with the private sector would help. They also mention the idea of getting rid of the qualifications review board process, or otherwise known as the QRB. Typically, these executives have to appear before OPM to sort of decide whether or not they believe they've met the requirements to become an executive. SEA doesn't agree with this. They say that the process typically only takes about 2 to 3 weeks. VA says otherwise. And I think the biggest question around all of this is VA unique enough to justify having its own personnel system? Does it have enough unique challenges that other federal agencies don't have right now that would justify its own personnel system? And I'm not sure if we have the answer to that question yet. There are other agencies that do hire medical center directors and doctors, the Defense Department, Health and Human Services, department, for example. So I think the jury's still out on that one.
You've got a busy week trying to keep on top of all this.
I think so. Yeah, it's going to be a busy week.
Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. Read her coverage and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.